Sports Hour this week, stories from Nigeria to Netherlands, Leicester to Hollywood on the BBC World Service. But first, I'm not afraid to admit that I've been known to take in the X Factor, the Got Talent and Idol formats on occasion. Fact is, we love a good reality show. But in Nigeria, they're using the same idea to find future world and Olympic champions.
The journey to find Nigeria's next generation of top sprinters began in early 2015 with Olympic bronze medalist Deji Aliu setting out to find the best young talent that could be molded into future Olympians for Nigeria.
The TV show Top Sprinter Genesis is focused on young athletes. The first few episodes have already been shown, with the series due to finish its run next year. Well, I've been speaking to a couple of the sprinters involved, Ese Oguma and Ruth Osoro, as well as one of the judges, Deji Aliu, a sprint relay bronze medalist for Nigeria at the Athens Olympics. But first, the show's creator, Bambo Akani, is a former investment banker, and after watching Nigeria's lack of success at London 2012, it was clear to him the traditional ways of finding talent weren't working anymore.
We needed an idea to really reawaken the interest for athletics in Nigeria. And I was just always been a big fan of the singing reality shows, you know, and how they're able to unearth undiscovered talent year after year after year. So I just felt that the reality show format was going to be the best way to really reawaken athletics in Nigeria, reawaken the interest. And basically, it's a bit like The Voice. You think about how does it work in, you know, most sports. You know, coaches go out and find the best talent. If more than one coach wants the talent, then the talent gets to choose who they want to be coached by. And that's essentially what we do on the show. We get the four Olympic medalists in a room, essentially fighting over the best athletes. And then the athletes get to choose who they want to be coached by, you know, after a bit of, banter, you know, I'd say, from the judges.
Deji is the judge too. You want this, I imagine, to be as real as possible, don't you? You want to find the future talent. Was there any part of you that was worried that this might be seen as a bit, as sometimes reality TV can be, a bit of a joke?
Well, I don't think it's a bit of a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think it gives the athletes the opportunity of really displaying their potential. It's not joke, because, looking at the audition from other states, you know, being able to discover, real talent and good athletes that needs to be nurtured into world-class material. So I don't think it's a joke in any way. I think it's for real, and it's going to really go a long way in assisting and bringing the best out of the athletes.
My full name is Eseroghene Oguma. I am from Ugili South, Delta State, Nigeria. I was 12 years old when I started athletics. I had passion for it because whenever I watch Nigerians at the Olympics, I don't see them at the finals. So I told myself that one day I'll be at the finals of the Olympics.
My name is Osorori Ukeme. I'm from Akwa-Ibom State and I attend National College, Gbagada. It was when we were watching an Olympic game at home, I said, I wanted to represent my country, Nigeria. And my dad took me to the stadium the next day.
Do you both really think, and bearing in mind you've got SA and Ruth right there, that you've got within these, that you've picked these top sprinters, someone that could go on and win gold at an Olympic Games?
In the past, our best athletes would get scholarships in the US. And that's how they would get Nigeria medals at the Olympics back in the 90s. But where we don't have a lot of those scholarships happening anymore, we have to look within and say, look, we can sponsor some of these kids through university in Nigeria. You know, SA, for example, he's about to start at the University of Port Harcourt. And they've got a great facility there. They've got the high performance center there. He's in a great position to really start from where he is at 17 and be a serious Olympic hopeful in 5 years. Similarly with Ruth, you know, these athletes sitting here, they will never want to toot their own horns, but she's She's done phenomenally already. A long jump bronze medalist at the senior national championships. She was only 17 when she did that. If they get the right support, you know, Tokyo 2020, we could be talking about Olympic medalists, Olympic champions for Nigeria.
Essay, it sounds like you've got a cheerleader right there for you, but can it be tough to try and make sport your living, your life?
Definitely this is going to be tough, but through God, all things are possible. And I'm just going to get my plans right, do school and do sports at the same time, and try to make it here in Nigeria.
And Ruth, is it the same for you? Was it difficult to try and get to this point?
Yeah, it was, because I had to go through so many training and so many things in my mind, my school and my sport at the same time. But I thank God all the same for taking me this far. I just want to take both hand in hand again.
And Deji, for those that don't know, how tough has it been for athletes in Nigeria to get funding, to do the sport that they love?
If I have to be honest, it's very tough. Sponsorship is not forthcoming for the athletes. And without sponsorship, it's really difficult to do track and field as far as I'm concerned, because you need a lot of support, a lot of sponsorship, you need a lot of things as an athlete to get going. And if they are not forthcoming, it's going to take a longer time to really maximize your potential. Like Bamu said, that's exactly what we're working on, trying to see if we can get a sponsor on board so we can give the athletes their maximum support so that they can achieve their potential.
Is it sad, Bambo, that you have to go to the lengths of creating a TV show? Would you hope that maybe your government, your governing bodies would have this support there anyway?
I think it is unfortunate. I think it's also a good thing as well, because as much as people see a TV show as just entertainment, we have to remember that sports is entertainment. You know, the reason why people love sports and follow sports is because they're invested in the stories of the winners. So if we have to create a reality TV show to get the whole of Nigeria and to get the world invested in their stories, then so be it.
The team behind TV's top sprinter, Genesis.